Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. Happy you're with us today. Thank you so much for that. We're going to talk about gardening on a budget momentarily, but first, a word from our good friends from Honey Bee Healthy.
Since 2000, Honey Bee Healthy Inc. has helped beekeepers maintain healthy and thriving hives, attracting pollinators to your garden this year, as simple as hanging a hummingbird feeder with a mixture of sugar water and Honey Bee Healthy Original. Don't be alarmed to see birds, bees, and other butterflies.
Don't be alarmed.
Yeah, don't be alarmed. Pollinators can coexist peacefully. Honey Bee Healthy Inc. is offering a 10% discount of an 8-ounce bottle of Honey Bee Healthy Original to the show's listeners. Either enter discount Bee Garden, B-E-E Garden, at checkout. For more information, you can mixing instructions and more, go to visit honeybeehealthy.com. That's honey, the letter B, healthy.com.
If you need any of those coupon codes you hear throughout the program of these great companies that are offering you savings, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the money tab at the top of the page. Well, Holly, gardening on a budget. Now, this is probably what many people go into gardening or many hobbies. They want something different, a way to decompress or get away or relax or change their environment from what they normally do. So many people don't have a bucket full of cash sitting by the bed where they can just go and grab a handful and go purchase what they need. You have to plan, or you have to budget, or you have to be creative with the resources you may have or can create. And that's kind of the model, and the way we grew up on the farm was, if you needed something and you didn't have it, you first looked to see if you could find an alternative that would fit that particular situation, or if that item was broke, you would try to find something that was similar. If you couldn't, then you tried to fix it. If you couldn't fix it or you couldn't build a new one, then you went out and tried to buy one. And the advantage now is we have the advantage of putting a certain item in a search engine and seeing 472 and a half different options of where you can buy it and what the prices are, and 1.5 billion reviews where only 3 of them are actually accurate and not robots telling you this is a good product.
Right, exactly. So anyway,
how would you recommend budgeting for gardening?
I would think about,
I both didn't grow up in lavish situations where money was not an option or not an issue. Everything had to be very strategic on what you purchased and how to go about doing it.
Right. And I guess for me, I would think about, how much space I wanted to utilize to grow. And at this point, knowing what I know, I would definitely get a soil test for that. If I wasn't sure and I didn't want to necessarily have to deal with a soil test and amendments, I would 100% do raised beds, right, or straw bales or buckets.
Right. So soil test, you can go to soilsavvy.com. You want the conditioning materials, you go to bellbuster.com. In the Milwaukee area, you can go to blueribbonorganics.com for compost and soil blends. So a little bit of something for everybody. But you want to figure out, yes, how much, number one, and you said how much you want to grow. And many people think, well, I've got a whole backyard, let's just go big. That usually doesn't end well, because you may not know how to manage what you've got.
Right. And that's the thing, is that you can start small. If you do have a huge backyard, you can always add more every year. And then you can even, maybe this is your first year doing this, you can go ahead and try something that you know for sure you like. Maybe you have listened to our show. Maybe you have friends, family, whoever.
A neighbor that has done success. Right.
Yeah, and you can go with that, but then you don't have to go big, go huge. You can start small, and then as you learn more, you can make your garden bigger. Or you might be like, you know what? I learned that I don't want to have to do more.
Right.
So you can go either way with that. And yeah, so you want to keep that in mind. I guess, like, if I were to start from scratch now, again, I had mentioned the raised beds, but I would also personally probably keep a little bit smaller than what we have. And I would, at this point, knowing what they sell at farmers markets, I'm good with what we grow. I might possibly grow less if it was just me. And
And I mean, we started with in-ground. It got to the point where it was the weeds were too much for us to manage.
Right.
Then we reduced from, I think, about 1,800 square feet to 600 plus, about 700 square feet in raised beds, which is much more manageable and still has the same production as the 1,800 square feet did, because the soil in the raised beds is much better than the ground. And the weeds, yes, there are weeds in raised beds, but much more manageable in the aspect of, oh, it's only 4 by 12 rather than where do I stop in the ground and say it's good enough for today, because the whole ground, I got 80 feet long here of weeds I got to get through.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah.
It was a lot. And I would also recommend putting some cardboard down if you do raised beds. We didn't do that, which I don't know if it would have mattered this many years in, that cardboard would have broken down.
Oh, yeah, it breaks down the first year. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's, I guess, knowing, like, in combination of knowing what I know now versus what I knew when I was younger, I would do raised beds. I would probably buy starts for certain things, and then I would just direct sow seeds for other things, and definitely utilize an irrigation system. I would look at a lot of it as an investment up front and then do what I could to maintain those.
You can buy a lot of bean seeds. A half a pound a bag of like bush beans go a long way.
Right.
And then you can also save some for the next year. But yeah, the irrigation system, it's, you know, a little chunk up front. But plants grow a whole lot better whenever they're properly hydrated. And you get a whole lot more tomatoes, beans, eggplants, onions when there's moisture in the soil and you're not trying to water on a hot day with a hose. And it just doesn't end well. And on a budget, gardeners think you have to have cages for a lot of things. And you sort of do, but you can create those cages and not have to purchase at the garden center or the big box store.
And that's the other thing, is that there's so much information online for all of this that a lot of people will even lay out, you know, how to do this or ideas like we do. And there's things like
Florida Weave.
Florida Weave. Some people also is kind of switching gears here. Coffee grounds. A lot of people might not know you can get free coffee grounds from coffee shops, or you learn that. So that's something that you can use if you need to, or just composting. And there's so many different composters. If you don't want to use a traditional pile composter or whatever you want to call it, you can buy a composter. You can buy these like speed composters.
Aerobin.
Yeah. Even, countertop composters, et cetera. So there's other options as well.
Well, let's go back to the cages, because people don't want to spend a lot of money on cages and they need the support. Simply fence post or thick wood, limbs, and you can create all types of trellises. And like you were talking about, just go to your favorite search engine and type in DIY tomato cages. And hit the image button, and you will see unbelievable amounts of information, images, in which you can go, I like that one, I like that one, I like that one. I can combine all three there, and we've got something for pennies compared to dollars that would cost.
And you can also, especially like around Mother's Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, as in, in the upper portions of the United States, as we get closer to summer, you drive around, you can see that people put this stuff by the curb, and sometimes maybe it is junk, but sometimes it is something that, I clean out my shed, I have all these extra things, I want to put them by the curb, whatever. Marketplace is another place. You might find people like in your community, whether it be coworkers, people you go to church with, bowling league people, whatever, they might have these items. So they're pretty easy to find as well. And you can get creative with like a busted tomato cage. Doesn't mean it's broken forever. You can repair it with some twine, or you can open it up and make multiple tomato supports. So there's a lot of options there.
Just because, a couple of things you want to keep in mind. One, you're going to need water and an investment of a watering system. You're going to need to figure out if you got good soil, you need to go to raised beds. Just like anything, this is a hobby, but if you're going to do it and have fun and do it successfully and enjoy what you're doing, you're going to have to put a little money up front. People who collect cars just don't start with a piece of junk and go, I'll spend 97 years and piece this thing together when I have 87 cents every 3 weeks. They put money into a car, and it's their baby, and they take care of it. Or if you go golfing, you're going to buy clubs. If you go hunting, you're going to buy apparel and firearms in order to properly do the hobby in which you're doing. Same thing here. There are ways in which to save a tremendous amount of money. You don't have to go full bore. You can do this on a very creative means of budgeting.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So with that being said, Holly, soon it will be warming up and you will want to enjoy your yard without having those grubs and beetles invaders dealing with you and them and fighting with them.
Absolutely. And spring is here. Spring has sprung. It's time to start thinking about those beetles and grubs in your yard. You know, those Japanese beetles are always just kind of looming in the background, waiting to pop out of nowhere. Grub Gone can be applied to turf or garden or around ornamentals to control your grubs and lessen the impact of beetles that have on your yard this summer. It's easy to apply with any commercial spreader and irrigate into the soil. Biologically, specifically targets grubs and beetles invaders without harming beneficial bees like beneficial insects like bees, ladybugs, and butterflies.
There you go.
And it's only BT that works or non-chemical that works. You can find it more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's PHYLLOM bioproducts.com.